Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am on the phone with Manta Musa from MoneySmartLife.org, which means it's Take Control Tuesday. Manta, we've been talking about home buying and becoming a home buyer, and we have a little bit of an explanation for people when it comes down to no money down on a down payment for a house.
Absolutely. You know, last week I encouraged people to go to the TakeControlTuesday.com website and listen to last week's broadcast, but we talked about down payment assistance programs and those kind of things. Well, you can end up in a situation where you're able to buy a house, quote, no money down. But the issue is there is a difference between no money down and no money.
Right.
Here's a truism. You may buy a house no money down, but you cannot buy a house with no money.
That's true.
And there's a lot of things that come out of pocket when you're buying a house. Closing costs, insurance, contingency plans, you know, depending on how things roll, you might end up having to pay rent and a mortgage for a short time on two places.
Right.
Right. You have to pay for an inspections, appraisal. Then there's all those out-of-pocket costs associated with buying a home, getting your utilities and cables turned on, getting the locks changed, the meals out because you're busy and you're focusing on other things. So that's why you can't do this with no money. Now, people will ask me, how much money do you need? And here's another truism, Randy. You can never have too much money to buy a house, but you can have not enough money to buy a house. So if you're in a home buying frame of mind, you need to be accumulating as much cash
right
as you can right now, because there are just a lot of unexpected expenses and things that come up with it. And the bigger your deal, the more it costs.
Right.
The smaller the deal, the higher proportion of closing costs are to your total cost. So they're still going to be there, even though your deal's small. So we encourage people to go to the website, moneysmartlife.org. Check out some of our home ownership blog posts we have up there. Also, don't forget to go to confessionsofagospeldj.com, which is Randy's site, and check her out on Facebook and all the other social media as well.
I thank you so much for that plug. And listen, I remember my mom telling me when I bought my first house, don't go in there house poor. The very first thing that I had to buy was appliances because they were all bad.
There you go. You know, and you already just bought a house. You don't want to go into more debt. You want to have a cushion. You want to have a plan. Hopefully you don't need it. You know, ideally, you already have a rainy day fund in place before you started thinking about being a homeowner.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Manta.
Thank you.